fam, welcome to the Prescription for Change podcast. Are you a working professional, busy mom, and tirelessly trying to bring your A-game in your career? Do you prioritize your family and their needs before your own, leaving little to no time for self-care? Do you secretly fantasize about the days you are at your physical peak and confident with your body and in your skin? Are you tired and struggling with the never-ending journey to better nutrition, physical fitness, and mental health? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this podcast is for you. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, board-certified physician, mom of two, and your health coach. This podcast will transform the way you think about food and your health so you can break away from perfection paralysis and finally start to live your life intentionally. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Thanks for joining me for another episode. I am going to switch things up today. So this season, I said, was going to be all about food and really how to incorporate health into your life, how to get rid of food insecurities, the chaos surrounding food, insanity surrounding food, how to pretty much meal prep, how to just serve yourself, serve your body, your family, and be able to get in nutrient-dense meals that you can enjoy and that you can incorporate into your daily health so you can move forward. So just being really intentional about your health. And then I was thinking about just what my goals are and some things that have changed in my health. And I always talk about health being a journey. So I think this episode just, I needed to get this done and kind of get this off of my chest and really just express to you all what I was thinking and feeling and hopefully be able to give you a different perspective surrounding being healthy, what health is, healthy on purpose, what that journey is, and having you think about it in a different way. So all of this kind of got prompted because I was writing down in my journal what my goals are. And like I said, I've had some things that have changed in my health as expected, right? Life throws different things at you. You might have different challenges. Things change as you get older. And so just kind of anticipating or waiting for some of those changes to happen, and then you learn how to pivot. So that's the main thing that I teach my clients how to do, is be able to be in tune with your body, listen to your body, so that when those obstacles come up or, you know, life happens, then you can pivot and figure out what adjustments need to be made. So I've been having some difficulty with my sleep. It's just not the same. So my routines haven't changed all that much, but I felt like I was spending a lot of time in REM sleep or just not a deep sleep, not getting to a deep sleep for a very long time. And so as part of this journey, I decided to get one of those tracking rings so I could see what my sleep looks like. And that's really what I wanted to focus on as my next goal, because when your sleep is good, everything else just kind of falls into place. It helps with stress. It helps with your appetite or not just being hungry all the time. It helps with your metabolism, your hormone balance, your mood, how you feel. And then, of course, all of those things affect how you function, right? How your brain feels. If you're getting enough sleep and you have restful sleep, then you're better able to work to your full potential and to be efficient. And so when you don't have enough sleep, of course, it's the opposite. You want to sleep, you're in a brain fog. You don't really have mental clarity. You may be at a loss for words or just having difficulty being efficient and not doing things in a timely manner. So it just doesn't feel good not to sleep well. And so that's never really been an issue for me. But so that's what I wanted to focus on. So with that said, I was writing in my journal and writing down what my goals are and just being very intentional. And I always talk about intention because it's very easy to just sit and write down a goal and say, I want to lose weight, I want to sleep better, I want to eat better. But if you don't actually if you're not actually intentional thinking about how that's going to get done, given the circumstances that you currently have going on in your life, then it'll never happen, right? We all have goals. We all have things that we want to achieve. But unless we come up with a plan, unless you're intentional thinking about how that's going to get done, given your day, then it just won't happen because you don't make it happen, right? So just by thinking about it, you're not going to wish it into existence. You actually have to put a little bit of work in. So all of these things got me thinking about investment, right? So me sitting down, writing in the journal, being intentional, that's an investment. I'm taking time to assess what things are different in my health, what things I may not like, what things I want to change, and then honing in on one specific thing, which I said is my sleep. And starting to, you know, the tracker is all good, but the tracker isn't going to change my sleep. I can now look at the information and say, and I have, by the way, I've had it for 3 weeks now. And what I've noticed is that I'm spending an awful lot of time in REM, getting into stage one, stage two, not really staying in stage four sleep, which is deep sleep, for a very long time. And then I'm back in REM. So something just keeps waking me up. And part of that is likely just what I have been doing leading up to sleep or bedtime. So having a routine. So your body needs that. Your body understands routines. Your body really kind of thrives off of routines and what you do. So what I'm doing in the hours prior to when I want to fall asleep greatly determines what my sleep is going to look like. And so just kind of working backwards. So the ring in and of itself is not going to change my sleep, but it's another data point. So I'm gathering data from this, and then I can make changes accordingly. And that's the intentional part. So writing down, okay, what time do I want to go to bed? Or how many hours of sleep do I want? And in order for that to happen, what time do I need to go to bed? And in order for that to happen, how do I need to prepare myself ahead of time before the time it is that I actually want to get in bed and fall asleep so that I'm not laying in bed trying to fall asleep but not really feeling tired? So all of those things play into it, and that's the intentional part. So this all led me to thinking about investments. Every single thing that you do, every action that you take in your life is an investment. And you may not have looked at it that way before. And this is something that I honestly was just thinking about as I was doing this exercise, is that every single action you take in life is an investment. And when you think about investments, typically we're thinking about wealth or money or finances. So the definition of investment is acquiring an item or an asset with the goal of it appreciating or growing in value. And of course, value, that's a whole other podcast episode, but what one person finds valuable is different from what the next person is going to find valuable. But investments are with the intention of putting a little bit of something in or acquiring a little something, knowing that or hoping that it's going to generate some income or appreciate in value. And when it appreciates in value, then it becomes more valuable to you that you can then use it for some other purpose. So whether you're putting a little bit of money away in a bank account, which now you get nothing as a percent back, but you know, back in the day you could get, you know, 5% back or even more, depending on what you were investing in, right? If you were doing stocks or CDs or IRAs or whatever it was. And so you're putting a little bit away so that you can generate or get a return on your investment. And when you're thinking about that, you're thinking about wealth or finances, but everything that you do in your life is an investment. Your time, your money, your talents, that's all an investment. Where you spend your time, how you spend your time, what you put your money into, what you decide to buy. Is it, you know, a pair of like luxury handbags? Is it a pair of shoes? Is it certain clothes? Is it cars? your talents. What are you putting your talents to? Are you using your talents, and what are you using them for? That's all an investment. You're taking something of yourself and using it or putting it into something with the hope that it's going to generate some value or income. So the other thing that got me thinking is that also later on in the day, after I had done this exercise and thinking about my own health goals and what I wanted to change and how I was going to go about doing that, I heard something on social media, and it was basically this guy giving a response or his evaluation of the question that was posed. And so the gist of it, I'm not going to get into all the details, but the gist of it was surrounding dating and basically how much is too much to spend on a first date. And so also making judgments or decisions about a woman depending on like what is the expectation there, how much does she expect a man to spend on the first date. And so this, I promise, connects to what I'm talking about. And so his response was very interesting, and he had kind of a rebuttal for every person who had said, well, no, you got to think about this, or what about this, or what about this. But the gist of it was that when you're dating, that is, and I'm looking at this now as this is an investment, right? How much time does it take for one party to get ready? Do they have children or someone that they have to take care of? Now you have to get a babysitter or another caretaker. So you're paying money for someone to take over a responsibility that you normally do. Women will, you know, get dressed up. Maybe you're getting your lashes done, you're getting your hair done, your nails, you're buying a new outfit. You want to make sure you're presentable. If you're going out on a date, especially if it's a blind date or you're using, you know, some kind of dating app, you want to make sure that you're presentable. You never get a second chance at a first impression, right? So you want to make sure you look good. And so the thought of saying, well, $50 is a lot of money for a first date, and that should not be the expectation, otherwise, that's not the type of woman you want to date, was the essential like gist of that, of how this whole started. And I was thinking, I'm like, well, how much is that woman investing into making sure that she gives a good first impression and puts her best foot forward? And I mean, we can debate this all day, and people may have different opinions. And yes, there are things that you can do that don't require a whole lot of money, but $50, no matter what it is that you decide to do nowadays, is you're going to hit that very easily for two people. And so just thinking about the investment. Now, on the flip side of it, for the other person who's paying for the date, so in this case, it was a man who's paying for the date. If that's what the expectation is, that is an investment. So what you're saying you want to spend on this first date really is telling about the kind of person that you want to attract, right? And so where you decide to go, you can get creative, sure, but that's also an investment. So do you want to just say, okay, I'm going to spend $20 on this date? You don't really want to put a whole lot into it, but you want great value out of it. Is this a relationship where you're hoping to just like, you just want to date around, which is fine? Or are you hoping to get married or have a long-term commitment or relationship? And so for me, that's something that I think about, like being intentional and thinking about those things really determines how much you value whatever it is that you want to get out of it. So an investment, dating is an investment. How much do you want to put in, and what are you hoping to get out of it? What is the value you want to get? Are you hoping to get your return on investment, right? So if we're still using money terms, do you want your return on investment? Of course. Anything that you're investing in is something that you find valuable enough. And again, like I said, we'll talk about value another time, but what are you investing in? What are you spending your time on? What are you using your talents for? What are you putting your money into? And thinking about how that applies to your health. Health is an investment. health is wealth. You've heard lots of different quotes and different things, and people sometimes cringe or find it cliche when you say invest in your health, right? But that truly is saying be intentional about your health. If you want to lose weight, you want to be active, you want to be toned, you want to be able to fit into certain clothes, you want to look good or feel good in your clothes, you want to be able to run around with your kids, you want to not be out of breath when you're going up a flight of stairs, whatever it is that your goal is, like you don't want to have bubble guts, you don't want to have inflammation in your joints. And a lot of these things people just equate with getting older. But it doesn't have to be that way. I feel like a lot of times you say that you want to be healthy and you say that you want to put work in, or you want a certain goal, you want a certain outcome for your health. But most of us are investing in our illness. We put money into illness. We put money into getting medications, into going to the doctor, into putting money away in case you have to go to the hospital, into paying for things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, because those are the things that you're expecting are going to happen based on your family history. So you're investing in your illness as opposed to thinking about or being intentional or investing in your health. What do you want as the goal? What do you want as the outcome? And how do you plan to get there? And that may be a hard pill to swallow. That may be a hard thing to think about. Like, I am trying. I do want to get healthy. I do want to lose weight. I do want to do all these things. This is what I want for my health. I do want to eat healthy. I want my kids to eat healthy. It just doesn't happen. This is my family history. This is how things are. Now I'm older. I hit 40. I hit 50. These are the things that are expected. This is what happens. I just have to live like this. And that's not the case. You do not have to live with it. If you find value in the outcome, if you find value in the health goal, if you find value in the journey and really creating that, don't just be a bystander and look at what other people are doing. I want you to actually have that transformation for yourself. And that means that you're investing. So as cliche as it may sound, you need to invest in your health. You need to take time for your health. Otherwise, you're going to be forced to make time for your illness and to put a whole lot more money into illness and caring for that. That's lifelong. And those are things that I feel like a lot of people regret. Take the time now, make the time now to actually, put a little away, make some simple changes. If you truly value the goal that you are trying to get to, then you're going to put that time in. And to be quite honest with you, in changing, in making my health changes, and in going through the journey I've gone through over these last few years, with all of the things that have come up, being a professional in a demanding job, having some time constraints, having two young children, they're older and more self-sufficient now, but still dependent on me and my husband for many things. But with having all of those stressors, it is very easy to just kind of let your own health and happiness slip away. But I'm telling you that you will not be able to get anything done. Your mental health, your happiness, your finances and wealth goals, you will not be able to get those things done if you are not healthy. Because if you are out ill, if you're in the hospital, if you're stressed out, if your blood pressure is high, if you have diabetes, like you have those things, long-term things that adds to chronic stress, you're not sleeping well, you're not losing the weight that you want, there's not enough time to prepare a nutrient-dense or healthy meal, and all of those things affect how efficient you can be at work, you're trading something. You're trading off something. And so my whole goal was in changing my health, all of that encompasses, my health encompasses my finances, my mental health, how I feel, my happiness, my time. I don't want to trade off my time for money. And I don't want to pour money into illness. So if I'm healthy, I can find the space to create health in my life, to create wealth in my life, and to be happy. And all of those things are possible. So really just thinking about, how do you plan to be intentional? So I want to just leave you with three things, and then that'll be the end of the episode, and you can hopefully apply this to your own life. The first thing is that when I think about investments, I think about the mundane. They're mundane. It's boring. It's nothing exciting. It's something small. You're not making huge sweeping steps or taking huge amounts of money or taking huge amounts of time and pouring it into one thing. It's mundane. It's a little bit of time. It's a little bit of money. It's a little bit of your talents that you're putting in and just planting that seed and watching it grow over time. It's the same thing with health and creating healthy habits. So you change one small thing. Instead of having 3 cans of soda a day, you're going to drink 2 cans of soda and replace one of those with water. Seems like a really mundane, simple thing to do. And it should be. You want it to be simple. You want it to be mundane. You don't want it to be anything that's going to rock the boat too much, because when you do that, it's not sustainable. So investments are mundane. Investments are also simple. You don't want to overcomplicate things. Most things in life do not need to be complicated. And this is where I say you don't want to sweat the small stuff, right? There are many things that will come your way, challenges, obstacles, things that are going to change, things that may not go as planned, where you have to pivot. Don't overcomplicate it. Make it very simple. Think about one simple thing that you can do in your life, right? And so this is why I specify things to each of my clients. What can you do in your life? Because your life situation and how your day is set up is very different from my life situation and how my day is set up, and is different from the next person and the next person. So this has to be applicable to you. Keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Look at what your day looks like, and then, you know, put something in that is simple to change. And then the third thing I think about with investments is intention, being intentional. How does this apply to you right now in this moment in time? It will change. I guarantee you it will change. It's not going to be the same, maybe not even next month, and that's okay. That's when you make those adjustments. But it's a lot easier to tweak something or make an adjustment, a smaller change, when you already have something established, when you already have something in place, when you already have invested in something. It's very easy to make those changes that you need to when you need to. So be intentional. Think about how you can fit this into your day, how it applies to you. Make sure it's something small. Don't overcomplicate it. And understand that it can change as things change in your life. So my question to you is, what are you willing to invest in? What do you see value in? That will give you your answer. What do you value and what are you willing to invest in? Start planting those seeds that will lead you to increased health, that will lead to a shift in your health, that will allow you to do the things that you want to do in life. So remember, every action you take in your life is an investment. Your relationships, your marriage, your friendships, your children, coworkers, your health, your finances, your mental well-being, all of those things are investments. So I want you to make it mundane, make it simple, and be intentional. All right, y'all, that's what I have for you today. Cheers to your health.